one of the time tracks I did not give you that is far more interesting than his wife's, for instance, is Bill Clinton's over the next several years. You'd swear he was getting reelected. If you look at his and you compare it to Hillary's, you'd immediately say, well, this is the guy that's going to get the nomination, not her. Okay, and we've been convinced for the past couple of years that she's either not going to get the nomination in 2008, or if she gets it, she's not going to win.
Well, I'll tell you what, looking at John Kerry's, it looks like he's going to get it in 2008.
Well, isn't that interesting? If you look at Kerry and Edwards, and this, you may remember that in 2004 when we were talking about the candidates, we said, you know, what's really peculiar about this is that George Bush's timeline drops off right after 2004,
mm-hmm.
and Kerry's comes back in 2006.
And stays strong.
And what we said was, and again, this may have painted us into a corner looking as though we were it was a political statement. It was not. Looking at those timelines, we said, you know, it's almost as though in 2006, people start to say to themselves, gee, you know, we elected the wrong guy. And if the Democrats take over the Congress in November, at least one of the houses fairly likely, that may very well be what people will start to say. I've already seen bumper stickers up in the Northeast that are saying, you know, don't blame me, I voted for John Kerry. So the timeline on both Kerry and Edwards, much more so than a lot of these other people who are pointing themselves toward the White House,
absolutely,
including Hillary.
Can you predict that it's going to be a John Kerry, John Edwards Democratic ticket?
Well, it almost looks like that.
It does.
If you look at Joe Biden's, and I included Biden's in there, Biden also looks viable. There's a number of people that really don't. Hillary doesn't. We don't think Mark Warner does. You know, people like Barack Obama doesn't. A lot of the people who are you know, testing the waters don't look nearly as viable as Edwards and Kerry do. And what's really interesting about that is that, you know, American people have a habit of sort of correcting their mistakes. If they feel that some guy really got the short end of the stick, okay, they may turn around and give him back what he lost the first time around.
Right.
And we may see something like that over the next couple of years.
I'm also wondering, has a candidate ever, like a John Kerry, come back and said, you know, originally Edwards also was running for the presidency. He may not in this case. I'm wondering if Kerry, if he runs again, and according to Merlin, you know, we may make a prediction here that Merlin's predicting a John Kerry, John Edwards nomination.
It wouldn't surprise me if they were back in the heat of it again.
Yeah.
It really would.
But do you think that a candidate like Kerry, who, let's say, runs for the presidency, can say, I'm going to pick John Edwards, this is the ticket, this is what I'm campaigning on, and so through the beginning of this push, it becomes a Kerry Edwards campaign?
It could easily be, and the only problem there is that I think John Edwards would at this point perhaps balk at that, because I think he has his own agenda and would really rather be on the top of the ticket. And what's interesting is he gets very, very high marks from women and new voters who are looking at the candidate list for 2008. So it wouldn't surprise me. It actually probably wouldn't surprise me if it was the other way around, even something like Edwards Kerry.
All right.
You know, but again, I really think that the two of them are going to be in the thick of it. Al Gore, who I did not give you.
I don't have. But let's get back to Kerry for 1 second, though, because Kerry and Edwards, though, after 2009, fall off the map.
Yes, it drops off.
So does that mean they might not win?
It drops off. Once you have the job, unless you are hit with enormous crises, there could easily be a stability that sets in. So once you've achieved whatever the goal is, there's a certain anticlimax that happens.
So having a flat line does not mean it's a bad thing.
No. What it really means is consistency rather than new business.
Well, I want to break.
So in other words, a flat line is essentially a level of sameness versus a period of instability where there's constant change going on.
All right, I want to break national news, though, tonight. Can we say that Merlin is predicting that John Kerry and John Edwards will get the Democratic
nomination? I really think it's a little early to stick my neck out it without conferring with Dr. Hart.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I'd be in serious trouble to do that without talking to George. But I'll tell you this much. I think we both agree that they're certainly going to be in the heat of it again, and that'll especially be true if some of the allegations about what's been going on in the White House and in the administration over the last several years, the cooking of the intelligence, and if it turns out that those things are true. And believe me, if the Democrats get in there, they're going to make it a point of finding out. Okay, if that happens, then it wouldn't surprise me to see the guys who got the short end of the stick coming back.
Nothing dramatic for John McCain here, nothing really.
The thing with McCain is very interesting. McCain, in the period of time right now, and we can actually see it if we look at what's been going on, he's very quickly losing his Maverick moniker, and that's a big problem for John McCain, because he sort of sidled up to the president. He was very supportive about things that in previous years he literally decried. And one of the problems with John McCain is that he's always come across as a straight shooter. A lot of independents and even a lot of Republicans are saying, you know, well, this guy is just another politician because he's putting his finger up to see which way the wind is blowing. And that was not the John McCain we thought we were seeing. So you notice that in the period of time right now, the trend line drops off. And the question is, does it pick up soon enough in 07 or early 08 to get him back in the thick of things?
Doesn't look it.
It doesn't. You're right.
You've taught me how to read these things.
That's right. Well, when you look at enough of these, and I've told clients that, when you look at enough of these, you begin to get the idea. And while you're not going to always be right, you're going to be more right than not more often than one would suppose.
Pretty uneventful here in terms of graph spikes for George W. Bush through the years, and he'll be out of office. It still stays flat, and then he gets a huge spike in 2011, which again
is in that period of time.
Right,
but what's really interesting about the presidency is that when you look at it, it's almost as though the war and getting reelected in 2004 was the whole name of the game.
Because everything now was just settled
everything
in.
Before and after that is flat.
Yes.
And Cheney's run, if you match them up, Cheney's run fills in all those empty spaces.
What does that tell you?
It suggests that for the longest period of time, this was a relationship of people who were sort of bound at the hip, and that a lot of what we saw was really Cheney talking,